T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, let's go out to the Nemecolon fan hotline and welcome in a guy I've known for way too many years. He's covered the Cleveland Browns. Nobody does it better than Tony Grossi. Tony, good afternoon, man. Thanks for taking time on game day. We appreciate it.
Hey, it's good to have a game on a Thursday night.
Good to talk
to you, Ronnie.
I don't know if I'd agree. I like those 1 o'clock Sunday games better myself, but that's okay. Tony, you've seen a lot of losses over the years. I think you would agree with that. This one from Sunday, it has to be pretty close to the top of the list, isn't it?
For sure, Ron. But there have been so many, really. There was a game in 2001. Geez, it's over 20 years ago, but I still remember it, in Soldier Field, where the Browns blew a game, a 14-point lead, with a pick six. No, wait. It went Hail Mary, onside kick, pick six in overtime. That was against the Bears. So this one, because it was so recent and at home and a better Browns team, I would rank the one against the Jets as the worst I've seen.
Well, Tony, you tweeted out, I think it was yesterday, about the fan throwing the bottle at Jimmy Haslam, and you said it was one of the angriest crowds you've ever seen there. What kind of atmosphere? Yeah. Clearly it's going to be hostile, but is it going to be hostile toward the Steelers or the Browns tonight?
Well, that depends on the scoreboard. I think the Browns fans will come expecting a better performance by the Browns for 60 minutes, not just for a while. You know, that actually, the Jets game was going really good because Jacoby Brissett and the offense were clicking for really the first time, and, you know, only second game of the year, but Brissett didn't look good in the one preseason appearance. So everybody was happy, and then it just all fell apart. I think the Browns fans will come with an open mind, but, you know, if it gets ugly, as a Pittsburgh-Cleveland game can get, the crowd could get ugly too. This is, you know, this whole fan base has been conflicted ever since the Deshaun Watson acquisition. And although Watson's kind of out of sight, out of mind, kind of set a bad tone for this season, which should be one of real high expectations. So Browns fans are not happy with the way things are going.
Tony, the Steelers' offense has been so dreadful, it's almost beyond words. They've got one touchdown each of the first two games. They're not throwing it down the field yet. We watched Joe Flacco, who's, 98 years old? He's as old as you and me, picking the Browns apart. What happened to the Browns' secondary in their coverage?
Yeah, I got to tell you, Flacco looked vintage, whatever his vintage years were, 2010, I don't know. He can still swing at that guy. I got to give him credit. What happened? Everything happened in the fourth quarter. You know, the Browns were up 21, 24, 14, something like that, going into the fourth quarter, and they gave up 17 points in the last quarter. What's happened in both games so far, the Panthers game and the Jets game, there have been four plays, two in each game, in which the Browns look like the Keystone Cops in the secondary. All of a sudden, one guy's pointing to another, and there's a guy going 75 yards, Robbie Anderson, and then 66 yards, Corey Davis. And miscommunication, right? These are good plays. They're really good secondary. I think the Browns' secondary is one of the top five in the league on paper, personnel-wise. But they just had their signals crossed. This happened last year for the first half of the season, and that's because we thought 8 new players on defense last year, and it took them a while to coalesce. That's not the excuse this year. They're pretty much the same guys, you know, back into this Joe Woods defense for second full year together. So that's why it was kind of inexcusable. I think they'll fix it. They have to, and they have to do it for this game for sure.
Tony, last year, almost unbelievably, the Steelers' run defense was brutally bad. Yet against the Browns, they held them to under 100 yards twice. I remember Stefanski taking a lot of heat for the game in Cleveland for not running the ball. He's going to run it tonight, isn't he?
Well, I hope so, for his sake. You're right. Those two Cleveland-Pittsburgh games last year were two of the ugliest games I've ever seen. But you know what? Pittsburgh, under Tomlin, and even before that under Cowher, Pittsburgh has the ability to win ugly, at least against Cleveland. And Stefanski's teams can't learn how to win ugly. When they're not operating, you know, at 100% efficiency, you still have to win the game when it's there to win. And both of those Pittsburgh games last year were there to win for the Browns. They couldn't do it, and look what happened. Pittsburgh gets into the playoffs, and the Browns didn't. This is my biggest knock on Stefanski, not being able to manage his team to a win when the, you know, those vital decisions the coach makes can either win or lose the game. Tomlin's, I think, pretty good at it, and Stefanski has a lot to prove.
Tony, you mentioned Stefanski. I mean, 2 years ago he came here. I guess he actually missed a playoff game, right, because of COVID, but you beat Ben, the Steelers, and everybody seemed to be raving about this guy after all your search for a coach. You finally found one. Now, obviously that might be changing a little bit. Is he feeling the heat there?
Yeah, if you ever want to get under his skin, tell him the best game you coached was that Pittsburgh game from your rec room. He was out with COVID that day, and the Browns had that surreal, you know, wild card win. He is under some heat here. Right now it's mostly media and fans. But I, you know, we got an owner with a short temper and short patience, and they believe they're on paper, and I'll agree with this, it's the best roster they've had under Stefanski in the third year now. The Watson fiasco, you know, was a challenge, but and it still is because he'll be coming back after the 11th game, presumably. But, you know, there's no free pass just because he got suspended. They knew going in he was going to miss time. And they handpicked Jacoby Brissett as the placeholder. So it's not as if this team is looking to, you know, win in 2024 or something. They're ready to win. They got guys in their prime, Chubb, Garrett, Denzel Ward, Kareem Hunt. A couple of these guys, like Ward and a couple others, Hunt, are in the last years of their contract. And because of the Watson contract that balloons next year, they're going to have to make some, you know, roster decisions based on that. So it's not as if they're planning for the future. So, yes, he is under heat, and it will get hotter inside the building if they can't bring home a win tonight.
Tony Grossi, you can read his stuff online at thelandondemand.com, the Land on Demand. So, Tony, what would be your gut feel on this if you were to gauge the opinions of everybody in Cleveland Browns territory there, all the fans? What percentage do you think would say they are supportive of the fact that the Browns got Deshaun Watson? They're glad he's here. They can't wait to see him. What percent would be supportive of this?
Okay, this is totally unscientific on my part. It's an opinion based on reactions I've gotten since March, since this transaction was made. And then the, you know, the unsavory allegations came out, and then the suspension. I'd say no more than 10% are in support of it.
Wow.
Now, that will change when he gets on the field and wins games, okay? But right now, you know, they're looking at Jacoby Brissett you know, whose record in his career is under 500 and is unspectacular, and the rest of the team is ready to win. And, you know, Baker Mayfield was a very popular player here even after last year. So, you know, a large percentage, a big chunk of Browns fans are wondering, hey, why didn't you just wait another year? You know, this team's ready to win. So, yeah, I think it's no more than 10% are in favor of that. But, again, it'll change. He'll have six games to play this year if all goes right, and he could win everybody over. You know, there's another Pittsburgh game at the other end of the schedule, another Baltimore game, and another Cincinnati game. And those three games will dictate the Browns' place in the division.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. If it's just all systems go, no matter what happens, this guy is going to be back. Which game is it that he's scheduled to be back for again?
Houston, right?
Houston.
Yeah, all games.
Yeah, in Houston, December 4th. That'll be he will have not played for 700 days on that day he takes the field. First game in 700 days.
Wow. Tony, it sounds like the Browns all of a sudden got healthy in the last day or two. I think Stefanski said early in the week that Garrett might not play, Betonio might not play, Conklin. Now they're all going to play tonight, right? That has to make a huge difference, I would think.
Yeah, Betonio always, you know, he doesn't miss games. Garrett came up with a neck injury, and he didn't even leave the game with an injury, so that was kind of sketchy. And Conklin, you know, he's coming off patella tendon surgery last November, and they've kind of earmarked, it looks like, in retrospect, this was going to be his first game back. He's been practicing since the last 2 weeks of training camp. They held him out of the first two games, and it was probably with this game in mind. So we'll see them. Actually, you know, for a third game of the season, they're in really good health. They have a couple guys on season-ending IR like any other team, but they've gone unscathed the first two games with major injuries.
All right, Tony. Mike Tomlin 23-5 against this team. He's beaten them with Duck. He beat him twice last year, even though he had a bad team. Who's going to win? What's the score going to be?
Well, here we are again. The Pittsburgh games always dictate the Browns' season. Now that they're competitive, I don't mean back in the all those losing seasons, but right now, what more do they want? You know, you got your arch rival on your home field on a short week under the lights. It's a must game. You could go 1-0 in the division. You could go 2-1 overall. Everyone will forget about that Jets game. I am picking the Browns, and yet Pittsburgh always screws them up. So I'm picking the Browns like 24-16. At least they got a kicker. And tell you what, if it comes into a kicking duel, finally Chris Boswell has someone who'll test them here with this rookie Cade York.
Well, the last time Chris Boswell went to Cleveland, he ended up into next week, if you remember that.
They won without a kicker.
They won without a kicker that day. That's how crazy that game was, Tony.
Yeah, when was that? Was that last year?
That was the 15-10 game last year. Ben had to go for it on fourth down, and I think he threw the touchdown pass to Freiermuth because they didn't have a kicker.
And what was that? Well, a stupid fake field goal?
Field goal, yeah. Is it Elliott? Is that the linebacker?
Yes.
Elliott?
Jordan Elliott, the defensive tackle.
He knocked him into next week. There's still, Joe wrote about it today, said there still may be a body outline of Boswell on the sideline there.
Well, I'll tell you what, that just proves my point about Tomlin. To be able to win that game after that gaffe and a tight game, to be able to win without your kicker. See, he can do things like that, whereas Stefanski does the opposite. They lose with a 13-point lead and the ball in the last 2 minutes on their home field against the Jets. So it's a big difference there. And, you know, I'm not confident in my pick, but I just feel they've got everything going for them. No Ben, no TJ Watt. What more do you want, you know?
Tony, how do you look at the divisions? I mean, Cincinnati 0-2. You know, the Steelers somehow won that game despite, you know, five sacks, five turnovers, seven sacks of Burrow, and they had to go to overtime. And then Cincinnati 0-2. Baltimore blew a game against Miami last week. How do you look at the division?
Yeah. I love Burrow, by the way. I think he'll be heard from. I think this is going to be similar to last year, Ron. A blanket finish where the record in the division will dictate who wins the division. You know, you could go 4-2 in this division. Actually, I went back and looked. 9 out of the last 10 years, the team that went 4-2 or better won the division. Doesn't matter what your overall record is. I think it could be the number one team in this division could be 9-8 as long as they go 4-2 in the division. Any one of them. I'll throw Pittsburgh in there with their resourcefulness, and I like Trubisky. I think you're gonna see him do a lot better. But I picked Cincy. I think Cincy will be back. I don't think there's a wild card team in this division. So I think you got to win the division with 10 or 9 wins, but most importantly, 4 or 5 wins in the division games.
Boy, that'll make this one big for the Steelers, because if they win this, they'll be 2-0 in the division.
Exactly.
With road wins at Cincinnati and at Cleveland. You know,
exactly.
They'll be in a great spot.
No doubt. That opening game for Pittsburgh was huge. No matter how ugly it was huge. And they're lucky. You know, Burrow didn't play all preseason, and I guess he looked pretty rusty in that game, but. That was a huge win for Pittsburgh. And the same can be true for this game for the Browns. As ugly as they look, they almost blew the game to Baker Mayfield. They gifted a win to the Jets. They can be 1-0. I look at this as the start of the season, this game, for at least for the Browns, because it's their first division game, and 1-0 will look really good.
Tony, we appreciate the time, man. I'm getting ready to drive up tonight. I look forward to seeing you a little bit later this evening, okay? Thank you.
Well, bring your Steelers poncho because it may be raining. Mm.
And windy, they're saying, like 30-mile-an-hour winds. When is it ever not windy on the lake, though?
Exactly. It's a typical Thursday night game. You're lucky it's in September and not December.
Man, you got it. See you tonight, Tony. Thank you, man.
Look forward to it. Drive safe.
That was good stuff.
Oh,
I think this game is infinitely.
That is a great point about the division, though.
Yeah,
if
it
the
is.
Steelers win, they'll have 2 road wins in the division.
Yeah. Yeah. However, I think the game is infinitely bigger for the Browns because of their program.
Yeah.
Because if they're ready to go off the rails. The Steelers don't go off the rails. They go 8-9, 9-8, 9-7-1.
The wheels are getting a little wobbly this last week or so.
A little wobbly. I just think the Browns are in a different space, man. And I think if people are ever ready to turn on him, it's going to be coming off. He phrased it well. You're up 13 with the lead, under 2 minutes left with the ball against the New York Jets.
At home.
They lose this game again to the Steelers. I'm picking the Steelers. He made a great point, too, about winning ugly. That Stefanski isn't there yet. He doesn't know how to finish these ugly AFC North games. Tomlin's 23-5-1 against this team. He beat them with Duck. He beat them without a kicker. He beat them twice last year despite having, I think, a pretty poor football team last year. You know, mediocre, we'll say. He still beat the Browns twice. He couldn't stop the run, and he still beat a running team twice.
You know, the win at Cleveland was one of the most remarkable ones of the year. The last one, everything was set up, you know, Ben's last game, and, you know, Mayfield didn't play. That win in Cleveland without a kicker for the second half of the game was incredible.
Unbelievable.
And crinkulent was the word to use.
I mean, it's sort of damning with faint praise because it's only the Browns, but Tomlin does own the Browns, and I think they find a way to win tonight. I do. I think they find a way to win, and the Browns is the Browns is the Browns. Maybe more accurately, the Browns will find a way to lose.
Could be. Looking forward to it.
Ron, we have a surprise for you next. How do you like that?
Oh, Folsey's back there like, maybe. What do you got? Something good.
I'm not going to tell you.
This isn't a cookie surprise,
is it? It's not really a cookie surprise, but it's along those lines. It's a surprise topic. And a surprise guest to talk about the topic.
It's not,
and I think
it's
you're
not,
going to enjoy it.
It's not Kabbali.
I promise you, it's not Kabbali. No. But I think you're going to like this, Ron.
Well, now
Do you think he will, Folsy?
I think so, yeah.
Now you got me. You didn't track down Joel Goleman again, did you?
No, not him. It's a familiar voice. Let's put it that way. And I think you're going to like the topic above all. I really do. I think this is right up Ron's alley.
What, ancient history?
No.
Okay.
Something else.
All right.
I don't want to give away too much. You can follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.